The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW in Forest City and Mike Hohenbrink of the Kalmar Courier. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, we're looking right now at a farm bill situation here. How are things progressing right now with regards to the farm bill?
Except for staff discussion, I was told by the leaders of the Judiciary Committee that it won't come up until January, and that'll just be the start of a process that I hope gets done in the spring. Not that we have to have it for the next crop year, but we do have to have it for 2019, and you have to have it out there soon enough so people can plan the next year's cropping from this year's farm program. So I would say not much is happening, which I'm sad to say, because you would have heard me say at least in July and August that we would probably be doing a farm bill in October, November, and get a bill out of committee by December. Mike?
Senator, healthcare, what are your thoughts on what's happening?
Not enough is happening, but this week and the next week, two things might happen. One is there's part of the Obamacare that is a tax bill that if you don't have health insurance, you got to pay taxes in lieu of not having a tax bill. 52,000 Iowans are affected by that. 85% of those 52,000 Iowans are below the $50,000 a year income. So it's a very regressive tax. The tax bill before the Senate will do away with it. The tax bill before the House will not do away with it. But I think if we get this through the Senate, the House will go along with that part of it. So people won't be taxed if they don't buy health insurance. And that's probably the most obnoxious part of Obamacare. Then the other thing that ought to happen, and I think these two things have to happen together, or neither one of them are going to happen, and that is to continue the help people below 250% poverty will get some help paying for their co-pays and high deductibles, high co-pays and high deductibles. And that bill is already written, called the Alexander Murray bill, and it's a bipartisan bill, and that needs to pass too, and that will have a provision in it that will help Iowa get that 1332 waiver under Obamacare that will allow Wellmark to get back into the market in Iowa. AJ?
There is this National Defense Authorization Act that has been put out for spending for military programs. How is this supposed to now benefit the state of Iowa, particularly here in northern Iowa? What do you see with that?
Well, since we're one of the few states that don't have very many military facilities, it doesn't benefit except through the National Guard and the reserve programs, et cetera, except near Davenport, Rock Island Arsenal is one area that's very much involved with defense contracts. And then a facility near Burlington, Iowa is very much involved. But you also want to remember that that's direct involvement because of government contracts. Then you have subcontracting for, let's say, for airplanes with Rockwell International being very involved in providing avionics for a military aircraft as well as commercial aircraft. So somebody's building a plane for the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines. It's going to create a lot of business, more business. Rockwell already has a lot of business, but more business. And some of those in Northeast Iowa are located at Bellevue, I think, and in Manchester of Northeast Iowa. And you might even consider, to some extent, Cedar Rapids as Northeast Iowa. Mike?
Senator, Federal Judiciary, what are your thoughts right now? How are things coming along with appointments?
Well, we have eight or nine, and we'll probably get a couple more, circuit court judges approved by the entire Senate, and that 9 or 10 would be compared to 3 the first year of the Obama administration. I think we've also voted out about 21, 22, 23 district court nominees as well, as one example of progress being made. In fact, we're being criticized by the Democrats for moving too quickly on judges. And this is even considering the fact that many judges are being filibustered by the Democrats, and we have to have extended debate where normally these people might go through on a voice vote. AJ.
You've been looking now at the RFS standard. It's been fluctuating back and forth. Farmers are concerned about this, obviously, as well, too. What are we seeing here with regards to this? Are we going to stay right where we are? Are there going to be some changes? Are we moving to potentially raise that RFS standard? What are we looking at here?
Well, every year EPA deals with whether it ought to be lower or higher, or just what the law requires. And under the Obama administration, we were always fighting the lower of the standard. And a lot of times we didn't even meet the requirements of the law. Under this administration, we're going to maintain the levels that the law requires, except for what we call cellulosic ethanol. That's the second generation of ethanol. But biodiesel and ethanol write what the law requires or more. That decision was, there was another decision that was issued. Well, first of all, those things I just gave you are very positive, and they're pretty much finalized for the next 12 months, but this is reviewed once a year. But another thing that was made more permanent, last Wednesday, I think it was announced, that the point of obligation, in other words, the point of obligation is who's responsible for guaranteeing to the federal government that the right amount of ethanol is going to be used by big oil. And there was talk of changing that from about 25 to 30 refineries around the country, which is a very minimum point of obligation to prove that it's being done, to the convenience stores around the country where you'd have tens of thousands of them responsible for doing it. And maybe you'd never know if the 10% goal was reached. So they decided to keep it with the 30 or 40 refineries. Mike, this will be the last question.
Senator, given the progress with judiciary, given the possibility that you've got something coming with Obamacare, if you had to scorecard how the party's doing right now, what kind of score, what kind of grade would you give?
In the area of regulation reform, because we passed 15 bills rescinding some very bad regulations under the previous government, and also what the president has done under his own authority, I'd say very much an A+. In regard to health care, failure, unless we get something done in the tax bill this year. And if you ask me the same question, like I'm expecting to be able to answer it, on tax reform, I would give us an A on tax reform. So an A for certain, a failure for certain, unless some things are done on health care yet before Christmas, then I would say an A on tax reform.
Thank you, AJ and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.